You're listening to SBS News.
Two new COVID-19 cases were recorded in New South Wales from return travellers in hotel quarantine. The state has recorded 3,106 cases to date, and one person remains in intensive care, but there have been no new cases of community transmission for over a week. Restrictions on intrastate travel around New South Wales were lifted earlier this week, prompting calls by the Premier Gladys Berejiklian for people planning to travel over the June long weekend to keep on adhering to social distancing measures.
But obviously people still have to make sure that they're sticking to all the health rules. But however, we have gone such a long way in easing our restrictions. In many ways, we've eased the restrictions more quickly than we anticipated, because the results that we've seen in the last few weeks have been better than we anticipated, especially with the lack of community-to-community transmissions.
Victoria has recorded seven new cases of coronavirus, but none of them are connected to known outbreaks across the state. While one of the new cases remains under investigation, the remaining six have been linked to travellers returning from overseas who are in hotel quarantine. Queensland Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says the state is now down to three active cases of COVID-19. Mr Miles has also welcomed the reopening of gyms, releasing the government's new safety guidelines for gyms and fitness centres.
I know a lot of people have missed their chance to get to the gym through ISO life. And so whether you've been hanging out for a spin class, a step class, to get on a treadie or to pump some weights, now's the time to get out and do it. It's, of course, great exercise, really good for your mental well-being. And I know for a lot of people, it's a social opportunity as well. Of course, we are still asking you to maintain your social distance, wipe down your gear after you've used it. But that's all the kind of thing that's covered off in this COVID safe plan.
Coronavirus-related biosecurity restrictions are set to be lifted in Western Australia's north, allowing travellers to return, but access to 274 remote Indigenous communities will remain off limits. There are no active cases in Western Australia's regional areas and no positive cases reported in remote communities. But as of Thursday, there were 26 active cases in Western Australia, including 20 crew members from the Al Kuwait livestock ship. A raft of restrictions are being eased on Saturday, including raising the limit on gatherings to 100 people, with 300 allowed in venues with multiple divided spaces. But there are concerns about protests taking place this weekend in the wake of the alleged killing of George Floyd by police in the United States. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is urging people not to attend protests to prevent further spread of the virus.
I'm not going to the protest. I would suggest to other people they shouldn't go to the protest either. I understand the depth of feeling on this issue. Enough people have been hurt. Let's not do anything on the weekend that compromises safety. Let's not do anything on the weekend that potentially spreads the virus.
And Prime Minister Scott Morrison has also told Australians planning to attend protests this weekend to think twice before attending to avoid any further spread of the virus. The comments come as Mr Morrison describes Australia's first recession in 29 years as a heartache for the country. The economy shrank 0.3% in the March quarter due to the bushfires and early stages of coronavirus lockdowns, and a much larger fall is expected in the current June quarter.
Well, it's certainly something that I never wanted to see happen in Australia ever again. I really didn't want to see a recession ever again in Australia. And as a government, we worked so hard to bring the budget back into balance, to create 1.5 million jobs. And there were many sacrifices that had to be achieved to get Australia's economy back on track. And to see COVID-19 hit it like a torpedo is absolutely devastating. And so where we find ourselves now is heartbreaking. But what you do is you respond and you pull together, and that's what the country's doing.
Meanwhile, in a meeting today by the Coronavirus Coordination Body, Chair Nev Power renewed calls for a gas-fired economic recovery. Mr Power's commission is pushing the government to reignite the economy post-coronavirus using gas projects, which has angered environmentalists. And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.